Practice number seven, you know, it was great to get up here on the grass for the first time so far this spring. We've been in the stadium in the turf, and so to come up here on grass, and it's a lot nicer to be out here, and I think it showed a little bit with the attitude with the players and the way they came out here and the way they're working. And, you know, this has been, we got a chance with all the space up here to spread out and spend a little bit more time working on some of the fundamental things that we got to get done on both sides of the ball and kind of putting it together as an offense and defense, just polishing some things up. So when we scrimmage on next Wednesday, that we've got a chance to, you know, put our best foot forward with both sides. And so I thought it was a productive day. Struggled a little bit going on two on offense, and those are lessons that we got to learn, and that's where we just got to get to where we're playing more together as a unit instead of as individuals. And hopefully we took a step in the right direction with that today.
Looking at your defense, when you have the turnover you had on the coaching staff, it's easy to miss a beat.
Right.
And it seems like from the energy level, from the excitement from being out here, and from the work ethic, at least today they really, as a defense as a whole, really got after it. It was seemed like they were swarming over the field. Not saying they did everything right,
but they're
getting after it.
There's, as I told the team, I mean, every day out here, I mean, there's a lot of good, and I certainly don't want to overlook the positive things that are going on, and there's a lot of good out here. You know, there's some bad out here that we got to get better at, and some things fundamentally, as you talked about, and there's some things that are flat out ugly. I mean, there's, you know, we blew a couple coverages and let a guy run down the field free, and we turned the ball over on offense, and, you know, I mean, we jumped off sides. I mean, those are the ugly things that we've got to correct, and that's what's keeping us from being where we want to be. But I do think that there were some really good things with the defense, and that's one of the advantages to keeping the terminology the same for the players. I think there may be some new faces that have brought a whole new level of energy with everything, but for the players, it's the same system, and they're very comfortable with what they're doing, and I think it's showing right now the way that they're playing.
On the defense, keeping the same system in place for at least the second straight year, first time any of these defense players have really had the same system in place for multiple years,
right.
And then also having just more that consistency and also coming off the good year they had, are you seeing them at the best they've been in the three springs you've been, or
yeah,
still looking for more?
No, we're still looking for more, but I think I made the comment, the biggest thing that we need to do with this football team is we need to develop depth. You know, yeah, I mean, Xavier Woods and Kentrell Bryce and Adarius Barnes and Vernon Butler and Dora. I mean, those guys have all started, you know, I mean, for 1, 2, 3 years for this football program. So, yeah, I expect them to be a little bit farther along and being in the same system and to build on what we did a year ago. But there's a bunch of new faces at linebacker. And when the twos go in, we're not near as sharp as we need to be. And those are the things, as I talked about, I'm not worried about those ones that are coming back that know what they're doing right now. But these guys that are two are one play away from being our starters. And we've got to come. We've got a lot farther to go. And I think there's a huge drop-off right now between our ones and our twos. And that's where we got to come out here and get better. But our Vernon and Dora and Kentrell and, yeah, you know, I mean, they're doing some great things. Just like I think Kenneth Dixon and Carlos Henderson. And, you know, I mean, I think some of those Kirby Wixon. And I think a lot of those guys are doing a lot of good things too. But we got to continue to build the depth on this football team and trying to look at the big picture.
At the linebackers, you graduated three seniors, and Nick Thomason is out this spring.
Yeah.
It's got to be 15 strong learning days for that group.
Well, without a doubt, and we're going to have to come a long way, and we'll be better in the fall because of it. I mean, when all of a sudden when Nick Thomason does have the opportunity to come back, and, you know, Bill Feet's getting some great work, and Russell Ferris is getting great work, and I think Mims and C.J. Cleveland in going through spring right now. So when we get all these young guys with Solomon Hunter and Q Moore, and these guys need this work, and, you know, they're going to make mistakes, and it makes the whole defense look bad at times, but if they can just keep getting better and better, and then all of a sudden they get that much closer to being able to get on the field and playing, and when we can get some of these guys that are missing spring back into it, it'll make us a better football team. So right now it's all part of building the depth, and it's part of the big picture, and as I said the other day, we're going to need every day between now and that first game to get our two deep ready and to get this football team ready. But I like the progress we've made in 7 days.
Last question for you. You had an opportunity to bring in some more graduate assistants, and one of them was a former player, Mike Schrang.
Yep.
Familiarity with the program, familiarity with the players, and an energy level. It seems like to be some of his big attributes.
Well, and those were his attributes as a player as well. You know, I mean, when you look at Michael Schrang, he played with an incredible amount of energy, toughness, mindset. He was one of the leaders of this football team a year ago, and really fortunate that he wanted to get into coaching, and we had a graduate assistant position open, and he could step in and fill that role. And I think, you know, just through, again, the 7 days, I think he's done a great job. Just really proud of him and happy for him, and really glad that he was able to stay in the program and become part of our coaching staff, because he's definitely bringing some energy.